College of the Redwoods announced some big changes within the school's athletic department this week. Hello and welcome to this week's KModa News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll have more on the changes at Seor in just a moment as we take a look at all of the big local sports stories of the week, including all the latest high school and college baseball and softball news, as well as some high school golf and why it will be a big weekend for one Cal Poly Humboldt team. But first up, College of the Redwoods announced on Tuesday that Justin Kloss is taking over from Ryan Bizio as head coach of the men's basketball team, and that Bizio has been named the Corsairs' new athletic director on an interim basis. The changes will take effect this summer. Kloss has worked closely with Bizio since he was hired as head coach of the program in early 2019, and he was named associate head coach of the team in 2022. But with Bizio switching roles within the department, Kloss will now take over a program that has enjoyed tremendous success in recent years. During their time together, Bizio and Kloss led the Corsairs to 4 conference championships in 5 full seasons. Bizio said, quote, "Justin has worked tirelessly on behalf of our players and has earned the opportunity to lead the men's basketball program," end quote. Bizio, meanwhile, has served as an assistant AD within the department for much of the past 2 years. He will replace Bob Brown as AD, with Brown stepping into an expanded role overseeing campus life and student conduct, according to a press release announcing the news. Elsewhere in local sports this week, the weather continues to impact the high school baseball and softball schedules. Several teams, however, did manage to get in some much-needed game time over the weekend. On Friday, the Arcata baseball team traveled to Lake County to play Kelseyville, and they split a doubleheader, taking Game 1 10-1 and dropping Game 2 7-6. The Tigers are now 5-2 on the season. The defending Big 5 champion McKinleyville Panthers also were in action over the weekend at the Wairika tournament. The Panthers opened tournament play with a 12-1 win over Mount Shasta and followed that with a 7-3 win over Aetna before suffering their first loss of the season, falling 8-1 to Wairika. The Panthers are now 7-1 on the season. Del Norte and St. Bernard's also travelled for the tournament. The Warriors won all 3 of their games on their way to the tournament championship, beating Aetna 9-3, Mount Shasta 8-2, and St. Bernard's 4-2, and improving to 4-4 on the season. The Crusaders opened with a 5-2 win over Aetna before dropping back-to-back games against Mount Shasta and Del Norte. St. Bernard's also defeated Fortuna on Tuesday 6-0 and is now 3-3. The Huskies also played a doubleheader at Point Arena over the weekend, taking both games 8-1 and 12-2, and they are now 3-5. The Eureka boys, meanwhile, ended a 17-day break between games on Tuesday when they played a doubleheader against Fort Bragg, losing Game 1 10-6 and taking Game 2 5-4. The Loggers are now 2-3. The Hoopa and South Fork baseball teams were also in action this week. Hoopa beat Trinity 20-6 on Monday and improved to 3-1, while the Cubs swept a doubleheader against Hayfork on Monday, winning 11-3 and 9-2 and improving to 4-3. Conference play begins next week with 8 games on tap. The Little Four gets underway on Tuesday when Hoopa plays at South Fork and Ferndale travels to St. Bernard's. On Thursday, South Fork plays at Hoopa and St. Bernard's plays at Ferndale. The Big Five gets underway with a pair of doubleheaders on Saturday of next week, with Eureka playing at Fortuna and Del Norte travelling to Arcata. In local softball, meanwhile, the Fortuna girls continued their fast start to the season with a commanding 21-1 win at Eureka on Tuesday. The Huskies improved to 7-1, while the Loggers dropped to 0-2-1. The McKinneyville girls also were in action over the weekend, losing both ends of a pair of doubleheaders at Foothill and West Valley and dropping to 3-4 on the season. The Del Norte girls travelled this week to compete at a Jamboree in Medford and won all 3 of their games, defeating LaSalle 11-10, Redmond 3-1, and Ashland 10-0. The defending Big 5 champs are now 5-1. The Hoopa girls also travelled to play at the Medford Jamboree and lost all 5 of their games, dropping to 0-5 on the season. The Ferndale Wildcats split a pair of doubleheaders at Calistoga on Saturday and at Trinity on Tuesday. The Cats lost their opener against Calistoga 3-0, but responded with an 11-1 win in Game 2, before winning Game 1 at Trinity 6-5 in 8 innings and losing Game 2 10-7. They are now 3-3 on the season. St. Bernard's travelled to compete at the weekend Bigs tournament and went 2-2 over the 2 days. The Crusaders dropped their tournament opener to Aetna 6-4, before winning back-to-back games against Portola and Modoc by scores of 14-2 and 10-1. They closed out tournament play with a 3-1 loss to Biggs and are now 4-5. Conference play in softball also begins next week. The Little Four kicks off with a pair of doubleheaders on Thursday, with St. Bernard's playing at Ferndale and South Fork playing at Hoopa. The Big Five begins 2 days later, with Eureka playing a doubleheader at Fortuna and Del Norte travelling to Arcata for 2 games. In local college softball, the Cal Poly Humboldt women lost 3 of 4 games at Cal State East Bay last weekend and dropped to 19-14 overall and 8-10 in conference. While in college baseball, College of the Redwoods lost 2 of 3 games against Butte over the weekend. The Corsairs dropped the opener 11-4 before taking Game 2 7-6 and losing Game 3 18-3. They are now 5-15 overall and 2-9 in conference. In other Cal Poly Humboldt sports news, the Jacks rowing team will host its annual Blue Heron Regatta, the team's only home event of the season, out on the Humboldt Bay on Saturday morning, with the action starting at 8 a.m. And finally this week, the HDNL boys' golf season got underway at the Redwood Empire Golf and Country Club in Fortuna on Monday, and it was a good start for the host school. The Huskies won both the team and individual events, with Dawson McWhorter carding a 76 for a one-stroke victory. And that's this week's KMUD News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.